Dean Richards now with entertainment news, and quite an honor for Steppenwolf, Dean.
It was. The last year they had a drama called Purpose that played for a couple of months there. At the time, they were saying it wasn't a Broadway tryout, but it sure wound up being. Last week, the play was honored with 5 Tony Award nominations, mostly for its cast, but also for the play itself. And now yesterday, another honor for Purpose, its playwright was awarded a Pulitzer Prize. It goes to Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, who has been described as one of the great young playwrights. He's been nominated for Pulitzers in the past. The Pulitzer Committee says that this was a skillful blend of drama and comedy that probes how different generations define heritage. The play itself is based on the family of civil rights leader Jesse Jackson, and was and is still directed by Felicia Rashad of TV's Cosby Show. Most of the cast that was here in Chicago is still performing in the show. Most of them were nominated for Tony Awards last week. So congratulations to Brandon and to the cast and Felicia. Very, very nice honor for something that got its start right here in Chicago.
Yeah, great for Steppenwolf and for Chicago theater and the reputation we have here.
Yep.
Let's talk about David Lee Roth back in concert, huh?
Yes, first time in 5 years. He announced at about 4 or 5 years ago, 4 years ago, that he was going to be retiring because of health issues. But he's over the weekend performed at the M3 Music Festival in Maryland. Did a 75-minute show. He did a lot of the old Van Halen songs, Panama, Running with the Devil, Jamie's Crying, Hot for Teacher, Jump. You know, all of the hits in a tight leather outfit. God bless him. 71 years old out there strutting his stuff. And it sounded pretty good, too. I heard some clips of the show. And he's kind of launching a sort of a mini tour this summer. He says that this is the end of his first retirement. So, you know, like a lot of our artists that say that they're going to retire and then they keep coming back and back and back and back. He's going to be back for a little while. His next opportunity that we will have to see him somewhere close to Chicago is the DuQuoin State Fair in downstate Illinois. That's going to be August the 23rd. I give him a lot of credit getting out there. He's not doing the splits like he used to do back in the day, at least not intentionally anyway.
There was some tight leather on display at the Met Gala,
Oh, wasn't there? Oh, boy, the Met Gala. This is quite a show every year. I actually do not know what goes on inside the Met Gala because all the attention is the red carpet and the outfits that people wear while they're going in. And some of the headlines include Rihanna, who was, you know, really made the big headline. She wore a black pinstripe jacket, revealing her baby bump. She confirmed that she is pregnant with her third child with rapper ASAP Rocky. This is not the first time that she has revealed her pregnancy publicly. The last time she did it was when she did the Super Bowl halftime show in 2023. But some of the other outfits, this is definitely worth taking a look at if you're looking to kill some time on the internet today. Pictures of all of them are out there, including Diana Ross, who looked absolutely stunning in this white fur-trimmed outfit, fur-trimmed hat, and an 18-foot train on the dress. She had to have, like, you know, 4 guys carry the train as she went into the venue. Actress Zendaya, a very simple tailored white suit. Olympic champion Simone Biles had a bright blue mini dress with a super long train to go along with it. I guess trains are in right now. Singer Andre 3000 had an outfit that included a mini grand piano attached to his back. I don't know what it was made of, but and he walked with a piano strapped to his back. Halle Berry wearing a sheer pinstriped skirt. Kim Kardashian, a crocodile embossed dress and black hat. Madonna with a champagne colored suit smoking a cigar. So, yeah, no shortage of no shortage of what the heck is that while you're you know, looking at these photos today.
It's another night in New York.
Just another night.
Dean's got some information now on what happened at Jennifer Aniston's house.
Yeah, this was a little bit disturbing. Jennifer Aniston was at her home. It's, you know, pretty just to call it, you know, her home. It's a bit of an understatement. It's pretty much a palatial mansion, gated, huge, you know, rows of bushes around it. It is definitely made for privacy, but a car crashed into the front gate of her home. It's in the Bel Air area in Los Angeles, super exclusive area. Happened about 12:30 yesterday afternoon. A private security guard pulled a guy from the car, held him until police arrived. They believe that this was an intentional crash. Does not appear to be accidental at all. Jennifer Aniston was at home at the time. So that, you know, had to be a little terrifying to have somebody crashing through the gate trying to get into your home. Stuff like this is happening way too often lately.
Yeah, really.
People breaking into celebrities' homes and, you know, invading their privacy. The world's going nuts, I tell you.
I don't know. Social media, that's a problem. Too many maps to the stars' homes, now accurate. Yeah. Who knows?
Definitely part of it.
Vince Vaughn's new movie looks pretty good.
I love this new movie that's going to be coming out on Netflix on Friday. It's called Nonas. I've had four or five Italian people call me yesterday and give me four or five different correct ways to say Nonas. So I think everybody may have their own dialect on this. The way they say it in the movie is Nonas, so I'm going with that.
It's grandma, right?
It's grandma. It basically translates to grandma, but people were saying, Dean, I don't know if you notice, but the correct way to say it is, and then they would tell me their version of it, which I'm sure is correct for their dialect, but I'm going with the way they say it in the movie. It's about a guy who opens up an Italian restaurant to honor his late mother. He hires four Italian grandmothers to cook at this kitchen to bring the traditions and the recipes and the love to it all. It's a sweet movie, and I think relatable whether you're Italian or not. I was in New York last week, sat down with the cast and our old pal Vince, who talked to me a little about this new project. Did you relate to the experience that Joey, your character Joey, goes through of the relationship between love and family and food and how it all comes together?
I do. I think it's universal for all cultures. I'm sure you feel the same way, where I was raised with my grandmother in the house with me. You know, my parents were from the Depression, and so I was sharing this earlier. I wasn't that far removed from, like, you know, people who really had financial woes, like real problems, you know, but there was such a connected, the brother, the sister, they'd connect and take care of and stay together. And so much was centered around, you know, food was such a part of happy times and sad times.
Yeah.
And life can feel that way sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, even our childhoods, we go back to, you, memories come up, you connect to it, but you do sometimes go, wow, where did that moment go? And it's just a reminder, I think, for all of us, not that we want those moments of losing friends and family, but to really appreciate who's around now.
Savor every moment, yeah. Do you cook at all?
I do a little bit, not as often. I did for this. I just went with my family to Florence. I was there for a film festival in Italy, and one of the of all the things we did, you know, I never went to Europe till I was much older and for work, but I was fortunate I could take my kids now. And I think they appreciate it. My kids are very grounded, but they couldn't really, in the same way that someone who had, you know, stared at Rome for years, and you know, but the best experience we had was we just took this cooking thing in Florence where we made a pasta and a pizza and everyone got to make their own, and just that time spent was the highlight for my kids more than any of the places we went to, any of the amazing things we got to see. That, you know, I always ask them, what was your favorite, what was this, but, and it goes to show you something as simple, you know, versus traveling and going all these places, something as simple as the act of doing something and sharing it together is the highlight.
How old are your kids now, Vince?
My daughter is in eighth grade. Yeah. And then my son is in fifth grade. Yeah.
Isn't that nice? That's such a great idea for
it is.
A family project together, cooking together, but especially going to a foreign country and, you know, taking cooking lessons someplace. Something that you'll remember forever. I want to do that. I want to take I want to go around the world. I want to take listeners with me. We go around the world and cook and eat.
It's a great education.
Is there anything better than that? I don't think so.
Before I let you go, how much did Pee Wee Herman's bicycle go for at auction?
That iconic bike that he rode in the movie Pee Wee's Big Adventure was sold for auction over the weekend, and it went for $125,000. They didn't expect to get anywhere close to that. But it's a major part of the motion picture, if you remember it. Pee-wee was, you know, a cultural phenomenon back in the 1980s. Actor Paul Rubens died of cancer in 2023. But celebrity memorabilia.
And I'll have to see if I can find my old Schwinn three-speed.
Oh,
could be worth something.
That's good stuff. Good old Stingray or something, right?
Yeah. Training wheels, you know, a baseball card in the back wheel to make some noise.
That's how I live in right there.
More tomorrow. Thank you, Dean. Yeah. See ya.